proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about the Proverbs 31 woman, a woman of valor, noting that she's deemed to be praiseworthy. Lemuel's mother taught her son that a virtuous woman merited acclaim. Such a woman's moral excellence, added to her material benevolence, made her an appropriate object of praise for others. The Hebrew verb halal is often rendered as praise. Literally, it denoted making an object clear, as though illuminating it. Halal appeared in that sense in the 13th chapter of Isaiah, when that prophet wrote that, quote, "The stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give halal their light." In other words, shall not illuminate the sky. Job also employed halal in Job 31 with regard to the illumination provided by the sun. Sometimes the use of halal could also have negative connotations, connected with bragging or self-exaltation. Thus, in the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, God admonished the Jews, quote, "Let not the wise man glory halal, glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory halal, glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory halal, glory in his riches," unquote. Most of the time, though, halal denoted praise. Praise usually directed toward God. In Psalm 18, for example, David declared, quote, "I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised," halal. A virtuous woman merited the praise of her family. Lemuel's mother noted that, quote, "her children arise up and call her blessed," unquote. Such a woman did not neglect her duty as a parent, but played an active role in the upbringing of her progeny. According to 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul commended his protege Timothy for, quote, "the unfeigned love that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also," unquote. The virtuous woman's husband commends her, saying, quote, "many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all," unquote. Chayil, the Hebrew noun translated as virtuously, often depicted military prowess, as in Numbers chapter 24. Chayil could also allude to material wealth, as in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. By commending his wife's activities, the husband of a virtuous woman thereby acknowledged the potency and effectiveness of her efforts on behalf of their family. Furthermore, the husband of the virtuous woman did not disparage other women. He explicitly acknowledged their labors as well. The Hebrew verb Allah, translated in Proverbs 31 as excellest, Allah referred to the ascension of an object, such as smoke, for example, in Genesis chapter 19. When deployed figuratively, the verb Allah could denote exaltation, as applied to God in Psalm 24:7. Thus, the husband of the virtuous woman publicly promoted her for her efforts and publicly praised her for them. The virtuous woman functions as a credit to her spouse. Lemuel's mother observed that, quote, "her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land," unquote. That verse implied that the virtuous woman played a significant role in the success enjoyed by her husband. He openly commended his wife for her contributions to his reputation and to his prestige. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.